It is 9:33. We are back, and I'm very glad that you are, too, getting lots of emails about your driving frustrations.
Luke!
I hear you. I hear you, Luke. We'll get to some of those coming up if we have time, but right now we're going to get to Chantel Hyde, who is Canada's dating expert right away. Hello!
Good morning, beautiful Jennifer.
I'm so glad you're here, and you brought, is her name Lulu?
It's a little Lulu.
Lulu! If you're watching us on Rogers Cable 20, you can see that little Lulu is dressed in her, like, sexy Mrs. Claus outfit.
Her little red tutu.
She's so cute. Yeah. And she's often in here with us, and she just barely makes a peep. She's so well-behaved.
I can't come here without her.
Well, and Arlene is very, Arlene's home with a sick child today, and look at her little chin on the camera. So Arlene's very upset. So we're going to have to get you back in for, what does she wear for New Year's? I don't know.
We'll have to find something.
Something flashy.
It's got to be sparkly.
Yeah. Something disco ball-y. Okay.
Yes. I'm on it.
Okay. So Christmas and dating.
Yes.
So when I put the call out for some questions last week, I got some really, really great questions. But let's talk first of all about when can you bring a new relationship to, for example, a Christmas party? I saw an article posted last week about a woman who didn't want to bring her socially awkward husband to her company Christmas party. He didn't enjoy it. She didn't enjoy it. And it was just kind of a wasted night. And she thought, is it okay that he wants to stay home and I want to go?
Yeah. I mean, when it's consensual, no matter what it is, when it's mutually agreed upon, it's all good. Why would there be any issue? Like, I don't even understand that. Why, you know, I don't want him to go and he doesn't want to go, but we're going to force him to go.
Yeah. And I think it was probably what other people were saying. You know, we always are so worried about what other people think and what other people say.
Way too much.
And I mean, if we really knew how little other people actually think about us.
There's a quote about that. You would worry a lot less what other people think if you knew just how little they did.
Because we're narcissistic creatures.
Yeah.
You know, by nature, but we can change that, hopefully.
Well, because the only existence that we're truly, truly aware of is our own, right? Mm-hmm.
Right. The one we understand the most.
Yeah.
So I think that person was probably concerned about, well, what will the coworkers think? Or, I mean, really, who cares? They'll think it's an open bar.
I fly solo all the time.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
And is that because you have, you know, time constraints or different interests or both?
I respect my husband's wishes. It's that simple. Like, I have something that I want to go to and he wants to work or he wants to stay home and relax and he's not as social as I am. And so we have a deal. And we didn't even, like, make up this deal. It just kind of became the deal. So when I say, baby, this is coming up and I want you to come, he comes. But I understand how he is, so I only use that when I really want him to come. Otherwise, it's, I'm going here, and if you want to come with me, come with me.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. And kind of, and so then when he does, when you have said, I want you to go, you're recognizing that he's, you know, putting your needs in front of his.
Yes.
And you both understand that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So how soon is too soon to bring somebody to your company Christmas party?
Well, you know, of course, you know my rule, no kissing for 3 months,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means that, you know, it should be within those first 3 months, there should be no drama. And if drama comes up before you have your first kiss, then you should be pushing him to the curb. But typically in today's world, not many people are doing that because I'm not so out there yet that everybody's doing it. So that being said, I think you should go with how you feel about the person and how much you get along with them. And how well do you know them? Are you sure that they're not going to become a mess and embarrass you? So you have to consider a lot here. Like, the longer you know them, the more secure you can feel about bringing them, because the more you can predict their behavior, because the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior.
So any Christmas party, right? Not just a company Christmas party, like any Christmas party could be, tread lightly, right? You have to kind of, not just a company
Absolutely.
One,
I mean,
even if it's with a bunch of friends.
You don't want to embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
And whoever you bring is a reflection of you.
Yeah.
So for sure, tread lightly. Yeah.
But if your friends are all, you know, oh, you've been dating this person for, you know, a couple months and we want to meet them, and can you, is that kind of like a pressuring tactic? If you say, oh, my friends all want to meet you, and can you come to this party before the first kiss mark?
Like, I mean, are you using that because you want them to, and now you're using your friends as an excuse?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So, okay. So safely then, we should maybe make it to that first kiss after the 3-month mark.
Safely.
If that's how you like to live.
Otherwise, yeah, because... Yeah. Again, there's a danger, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how much you party when I bring you to an open bar.
Right, what's going to happen?
Right.
And
what are you going to say?
So let's just recap. Let's recap the first kiss rule, because I know some people are just listening to you and I for the very first time today. They know nothing about me. They know nothing about you. So Chantel Hyde is Canada's dating expert and has a concept that I think is positively brilliant, and as is the theory behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So no kissing for the first 3 months in any new relationship, because...
And let me make this clear. No kissing does not mean no touching. It just means no creating an aphrodisiac that's going to bring you into a sexual relationship before you know who the person is and thus commit to them. Because as women, and this is, I don't work with men because their mindset just isn't geared to be able to accept that because of their procreation drive, which is much stronger than ours because they don't cycle through a fertility. They're always fertile.
Yes.
So basically the theory behind no kissing for 3 months is when our lips meet in a kiss, it creates phenylethylamine, which is an aphrodisiac. And we get all caught up in oxytocin and dopamine, which makes our brain fuzzy, which means we miss red flags, which means we're not clear on who the person that we're committing to. And that can be a mistake because then you can fall into the pit bull syndrome, which is now you're beyond the 3-month period. Now the chemicals are wearing off. Now you're seeing the red flags, but you think that first 3-month honeymoon period was reality and you want to try and get back to that. So you're holding on. I like a pit bull, to a relationship that you shouldn't be holding on to.
And so if you just take that off the table, you know, then you get this beautiful buildup, this beautiful anticipation.
Everything is foreplay.
Right.
When you don't kiss for 3 months, everything is foreplay. And you set a specific date so it's not vague. It's not like, I'm going to wait till I know you better. It's, I've met you now. We've had our first date. 3 months from this date, if we still like each other and we want to share that first kiss, then this is the date that we have that first kiss. And it clears your mind because there's no uncertainty. It's we're going to get to know each other. And if we make it here and we want to kiss each other, then we're going to do it. And we're going to commit. We're going to get into a relationship.
And to be clear, again, you have no problem with women, men, or anybody. If they want to go out and, you know, have one-night stands
and have
a blast.
I call it fun.
Fun. Go have your fun.
Have some fun.
But if you're looking for something that is committed, something that is serious,
long-term,
something that is monogamous, again, if that's not your thing, totally great. Yeah. Whatever kind of relationship, you know, makes your heart and soul happy. But this is in terms of looking, you know, for the one.
Yeah. Match your behavior to your desired outcome. So if your desired outcome is short-term fun, then have fun. Mm-hmm. Just go out there and do it and do it everywhere.
Don't call us if you get a ticket from the park or something.
But if your goal is a long-term relationship, if you're thinking, I want to find somebody to spend the next 50 years with, then 3 months means nothing when you look at the big picture.
Yeah.
But it means everything in terms of not wasting time.
Love it. Okay. And give a mention of the two books quickly. Well, I mean, one is No More...
A-holes.
That's right.
Right.
And what's the, and
the other one is After the First Kiss. So
yeah.
I've actually written a series. So the first one, No More A-holes, which is the words that came out of my mouth when I was 28, because I had just had it up to here. And it was literally like a hands up to the sky moment between me and God, you know, like, oh my God. So that one helps you pick the right relationship. It helps you distinguish if the person you're looking at is somebody with short-term goals or long-term goals. And then the next one is After the First Kiss, because that should happen after 3 months. And that is how to make your first year as trouble-free as possible by not turning the little things into big things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following book is Fix That, S-H-T.
Yes.
And
I like your potty mouth, Chantal.
I was watching TV the other day, and they have, there's like a show coming out. It's like one of those, you know, food tasting going around to other restaurants. And it's like, F, that's good. So, yeah. And I mean, this is like mainstream TV.
I know. We've gone there.
I'm with the curve here.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
So the third book is Everybody Brings Baggage into a Relationship. How do you unpack your baggage and give your partner space to unpack his?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a fourth book that I wrote, and that's called Comeback Queen. And that's if you've gone through a really traumatic divorce or breakup, how do you stitch yourself back together and get back into the dating world?
And all of these books, everybody can contact you, Twitter?
Amazon. So the first two.
How does that feel?
It's so good.
Isn't it crazy?
Do you know who Tracy McMillan is?
I don't.
Okay, this woman, she wrote the most read article on Huffington Post. It's called Why You're Not Married. She wrote a book based on that article. It was turned into a movie. She's written screenplays for Mad Men, all kinds of things. She liked my Instagram page.
Like,
it's incredible. So this is blowing up.
Everybody can go to Amazon.ca to
get
your...
Go to Amazon, search Chantal Hyde, and you're going to see my books. So the first two are available now. And then Fix That and Comeback Queen are available in February.
You're always writing.
I'm always busy. Saturday night, I was working.
Okay, if anybody has, I should say this too, because I get so caught up in our conversation, I really don't open it up to, if anybody wants to ask Chantal a question about dating, relationships, man or male or female.
Anybody, everybody, I'm here for everybody.
*570-519-570-2545. And I mean, like when you say you don't work with men, it's not that you can't.
No, it's
that you understand, you know, the female brain and dynamic.
It's that they don't come to me.
They don't come to you.
The moment they have a conversation, like, I mean, they'll come to me and they'll be like, can you help me find somebody? And I'm like, yeah, but my coaching is no kissing for 3 months. I'm like, oh.
You got to do the work.
Right, you do.
You got to do the work.
What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you can email it to me too if you want to be anonymous in voice and spirit. Jennifer@570news.com. So we're going to take a break and we're going to get back to a few questions that you guys have sent me for Chantal, including this is a big one. It gives me the goosebumps just to read it because it makes me anxious. The whole should you share your number question. Don't answer it now. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And I say, don't ask, don't tell. That's what I think about that. But we'll find out what the expert has to say. Chantal Hyde, Canada's dating expert, is on the air with us at 570 News. Take a break. We'll be back with your questions next. All right, we're back. It is 9:49 on 570 News. Canada's dating expert is Chantal Hyde. She is here with us in studio. And we like to do this about once a month because, frankly, most of us could use all the help that we can muster.
I like it.
I love you coming in here.
Oh, and I love it too.
I always get so many comments too about it afterwards, and you know, people that I'm always sending along to go find your books and your Twitter page, and we'll talk about how to see you in real life too at the end of the show.
Okay.
Okay. So let's just get to it then. Should you share your number?
Why? Usually people who ask, there might be like a certain level of insecurity. The thing is, nobody is really going to know. I have my own personal skew on this. Like, personally, I would rather be with a man who has a low number. So if I'm number 3, for me, that's great. If I was number 20, then my imagination would run away with me and I would be intimate with him, thinking about him being intimate with other people. I mean, even if I'm number 3, I'm still imagining him with those two other women. So for me as a woman, regardless of what the number is, it can drive me a little bit crazy if I'm having moments of insecurity. As a man, there's a certain mentality that goes with that too, because men like to think that they've conquered something that's inconquerable. And so if they feel like she's been conquered a lot already, then it feels like it's less than, I've achieved something. So if somebody asks you what your number is, it's kind of like, well, why do you want to know that? Mm-hmm. Are you unsure that, you know, I have like a disease?
Right.
And if that's the case, why don't we just go get tested and show each other our papers?
Right. Because I never feel like, like you say, I don't know that any good can come of it, regardless of what the answer is.
Yeah.
Why do you need to ask the question?
And I think because we did go through this thing where it's like, you know, show me your papers. Show me that you're clean before we get intimate. And I kind of think maybe it's kind of from there where this whole thing came from. So if that's really the reason behind asking with the number, like, you know, get to the bottom of it. If somebody asks you, you know, how many people have you been with? Oh, well, why do you want to know? I think that's a good question, because if it's like, well, I'm insecure and I want to, you know, then get into the insecurity. If it's, oh, I want to know if you have any STDs, then deal with that. But I think it's a good thing to know why they want to know.
Right. That's the question.
Yeah.
That's the question. Okay, so let us get into more questions from you guys to Jennifer at 570news.com. And the first one is, if you're dating someone new, who is this from? This is from Josh. If you're dating someone new, how do you find the perfect gift, and what should the budget be? Should this be a conversation you have before Christmas, or does that ruin the romance?
Okay, so I'm going to assume that new means before 3 months.
Okay.
So I really think that's something that's really fun for couples to do in the very beginning, like right from the get-go, is do something called a love language quiz. And you can find it online. And there's like a 10-question version. There's a 30-question version. Do the 30-question version. Do it at the same time, both of you. It'll take you about 10 minutes to do it. And what it does is it tells you what the other person's love language is, because there's no point buying a gift if it's meaningless. So if you really want to give something to someone, know what they're going to appreciate. And so if you do this love language quiz, you find out, you know, what is important to them. Is it quality time? Is it physical affection? Is it gifts? Is it acts of service? And
so and those are about the five love languages right there. You've taught me so much about that. So much about that. So those are the five. Do those again.
So quality time, acts of service, words of affirmation, physical affection. And I actually said it a second ago.
Yeah, you did. Yes, I know. What's online so we can figure that out. Okay. But can you say, so you do that test.
Okay. So before 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So before 3 months, my recommendation is do the test. But if you don't do the test, pay attention. How do they show that they care about you? So are they touching you? Are they making sure they're spending time with you? Do they bring you little trinkets? And then respond.
Words of affirmation. That was the last one, right?
Words of affirmation. And respond in kind. So let's say words of affirmation. Like, let's say this was Josh. So she is very verbal. So get her a card and write something personal inside about what you appreciate about her, what you think is great about her. So, you know, it's one thing to get a gift, but it's another thing to get something meaningful. So tap into who the person is and try to do something meaningful for them.
Okay. We did company Christmas parties. Yeah. Okay. If you're meeting his or her family for the first time, any tips?
I call this the lion's den. So, you know, enter the lion's
den. That's from Barb. Thank you, Barb.
Hi, Barb. Enter the lion's den with caution, as you would any lion's den, because there's going to be a hierarchy and you need to understand it so that you don't step on any toes and have anybody feel disrespected, and just kind of hang back in terms of your personality, just so that they can get to know you and kind of peel you apart at their pace before you hit them full blast.
That's good. Gosh, that is good. I wish you had told me that 20 years ago.
I wish I talked to me 20 years ago.
Okay, this is my favorite question. And does she say not to say who it is? No, she doesn't. So I'll just say, and it's only your first name. It's only your first time. It's from Amber. Amber says, we are going to visit his family for the very first time. over Christmas. So I'll be staying at their house for more than a couple of days. My boyfriend says that we are going to have sex over the holidays in his parents' house. Is it okay? Sex or no sex in someone else's house?
Oh, and in his parents' house and the first time. Right.
Yeah. I don't know if she means overnight for the first time or if she's meeting them for the first time. Let's assume that she's meeting them for the first time.
Meeting them for the first time.
Let's assume.
Okay. There is no going back from a first impression. I mean, there is really, but mm-hmm. I mean, it is an uphill battle.
Yeah.
And
I'm chewing my fingernails.
And the thing is, if this is the first overnight, then how long have they been dating for? And so I think she needs to have a conversation with him saying, you know, look, where do you see us going? Because if this is a long-term relationship for you, I want to make the best impression I can possibly make.
Yeah.
There is plenty of time in our relationship, if we're going through this long-term, to have sex at your parents' house.
But I think that would, like, she seems anxious about it. So well, is it even going to be fun? Like, why are you doing that?
And that's the thing. And some people are kinky. Mm-hmm. And so they like that, like, ooh, this is taboo. And for him, this is fun. But for her, this is like, I want to make a good impression with your parents. And so my advice, if you're going to do it, be really quiet.
Uh-huh. Learn how to spoon. Right. I don't want it. Is that wrong? I don't want anybody else to have sex in my house. I don't. I don't want them to do that.
I know, because this is your bed. These are your sheets. You're going to wash them. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, I'm sure people have. As a matter of fact, I know they have.
For sure. Oh,
but
my God,
I just don't want, not even in my room. Like, that is a definite no-no. But even in my, there's one person, my sister, my chosen sister, who it wouldn't really bother me. But other than that, I'd be like, don't have sex in my house.
Yeah, this is where the term ignorance is bliss comes in.
That's right. Again, don't ask, don't tell is coming in handy today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Chantel, where can people see you live coming up in the new year?
So I'm doing a book signing in Guelph in February, the weekend before Valentine's Day. So we are getting women ready for romance. The Total Woman Show, I will be there again. So the first weekend of February, I'll be at the Total Woman Show. I'll be on the main stage as well. And the second weekend of February on this Saturday, I will be at the Guelph Chapters.
Okay. And we'll see you in January. So you'll be back with us coming in January.
Always ready for you.
And again, so if people want the books, they can go to amazon.ca. And if they want to find you on Twitter?
Can Dating Coach on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, canisdatingcoach.com.
Where does this half hour go every time?
We have so much fun.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's totally just like a second goes by. It is 9:58 as per usual. Eric Jones does not come in here when it's you and I.
Oh my God.
It's too much.
Do we scare him?
I think so.
Uh-oh.
A little bit. He's getting married. He doesn't want any of our, he doesn't want any of us in his brain.
Oh, no.
He doesn't do that. Eric Jones is next. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Please drive safely. Chantel Hyde, Canada's Dating Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Merry Christmas.
You too.